Outstanding ball game last night from the Ketchum Community Center. It was a back-and-forth duel for a half. Then the Gallatin defense really held down Green City. Offense was strong in the second half. Gallatin down by two at the half, outscores Green City by 20 in the second half, rolls to a 77-59 victory. Next up for the Bulldogs, home game with a Hamilton coming up Thursday night. You can hear that one on Z101.7. Districts are right around the corner. There's a road trip between the Penny game and the district tournament at Stanbury on Thursday the 16th. Coach Sullinger, congrats on the win last night.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
How much did you have? You know that Green City is really fast. They have three guards that can really get up and down the floor. They attack a lot of people, and it's a tough adjustment. Did you guys have to adjust to them? Is that the reason for the defensive improvement in the third quarter?
Yeah, we went through our scouting and did some things defensively that we don't normally do in the first half, with some changes that we made in some areas that we saw on film, and that wasn't panning out for us like we had liked in the first half. And so we just kind of went back to basics and just played our normal man stuff the way we like to do it. And, it enabled us to get a little more aggressive. And, I think that was a huge part of us being able to come out with a victory last night.
There was a play where it felt like that you almost threw the ball out of bounds three times. I think Isaac had the ball in the corner, saved it in bounds. Isaac kind of had that idea, I think, go through his mind just at the last second ago. And you know what? If I just throw this ball up toward the hoop, there's a chance that Fiden might go get it. That's exactly what happened. Isaac and Fiden last night, they had a really good game finding each other on the floor.
Yeah, these guys trust each other, and when you got someone that can, with the leaping ability of a Peyton Fiden, you can kind of get away with that. Not ideally what we want to do in that situation. However, it worked out well for us, and just the amount of trust that these guys having one another and their ability to play together as one has really spurred us in our momentum building. As of late.
We've seen a lot of Gallatin. I've seen a lot of Gallatin over the last 2 weeks. Your game against Milan, you jumped out to a big lead. And as we kind of said about that game with Coach Dabney's team, it's tough to look real good against them. They kind of grind out games a little bit. They made a really spirited run at you. That 51-33 final, that's not necessarily indicative of how much Milan challenged you early fourth quarter.
Yeah, I thought they played extremely well. They do a really good job defensively. Coach Dabney does a great job with what they stuff do defensive end. I thought we struggled a little bit in execution at periods during the game. That's a tough-nosed team that's probably going to be a one seed more than likely in their district. And for us to be able to hold it down and get that big conference win to secure the east side was a good night for us.
As much as I think I had Fiden down for 29, I think Isaac had 19 last night, but you got some big buckets. I thought, particularly in the first half, there were a couple of buckets that Dirk picked up, and I think he had a three-pointer that really gave you some momentum in the third quarter. So some of the supporting cast guys around your big two, they were really good last night at providing timely offense.
Absolutely, and Leighton Schubert came off the bench and hit a three for us, and PJ got a steal and a layup, and Brett Emery, who does, those guys get overlooked a little bit, but people don't understand what they do for our team. And I think Brett had eight steals last night on the defensive end. So Boston Bell coming off the bench and making some tremendous plays. It's a pick your poison, and we've got some really, really quality basketball players, all around the board, and they contribute every night. They may not always put up the flashy stats and the high point numbers, but they're every bit of most important as anyone else on our basketball team.
You have your seeding meeting for District 15 tomorrow, and as good as your team is, Coach, you have a couple of setbacks from last month, and it's hard to argue for the one seed when Plattsburgh's sitting there with an unbeaten record, right?
Yeah, the seeding meeting will be interesting. I don't know what's going to take place in that seeding meeting. But regardless of what takes place, I mean, you got to go play and you got to go execute and you got to do things the right way. So the seeds will fall where they fall, and we'll just be ready to go.
Yeah, and at some point, too, you're right. In order to win a district title, you're going to have to beat these teams anyway. And in my mind, the only thing that seeds determine is whether or not you wear the road reds or the home whites.
Right, absolutely. Well, we wore the reds last night and played pretty well in the second half, so I don't know. I don't know what's the better option for us.
One of the things I forgot, we'll get back to Penny here in a little bit, but I mentioned Penny, I mentioned Stanbury. You got a big game coming up Saturday night for a conference championship, and North Andrew is really good. Yeah, they've been good for several years, and they're really good this year. Planning on having that game on Z101.7 for over at King City. What's kind of the scouting report that you have on the North Andrew Cardinals, Coach?
Well, Tom, you know, they do a great job defensively. I haven't looked a ton at them yet. I'm more focused on Penny right now. I do have some film on them, but you know, right now our focus is on Penny, and then as soon as we get done with that one, we'll look into North Andrew. But like you said, they've had a good run. They've had quality teams, you know, for the last several years. They're well coached, and you know, we expect a heck of a battle up there at King City.
With Penny, they are. Yeah, I've seen them a couple of times in the last 2-3 weeks. They're improving, and they're better than the record might indicate. And obviously, they're a big rival, so they're going to know you guys. You guys are going to know them. How much, as you look at Penny, do you see a team that's really improving a lot here since the first of the year?
Yeah, they're definitely on the rise. You know, that's shown by what they've done lately and in the Hamilton tournament. And you know, they're an athletic team that looks like they're continuing to grow and continuing to build. And you know, it's going to be our last home game and senior night and all that stuff. So I imagine we'll have some motivated guys ready to roll that night. So hopefully we can come out and you know, play with a lot of energy, which I'm assuming we probably will, and do a good job in the things that we do.
Well, it's a big week. It started well. Victory over Green City, seating meeting tomorrow, home game with Penny on Thursday night, and then the GRC championship game Saturday night against North Andrew. Coach, congrats on the win against the Gophers. We'll see you later this week.
Thank you, Tom.